Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Joining us, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, National Communications Authority in talks with the Gambia and Benin to roll out free roaming services. We have details coming up. Also, Ghana Cedi regains some stability against the US dollar, preserving its year-to-date loss to about 6.35%. Also, an international court to give ruling on the almost $400 million tax charge against Talo by Ghana Revenue Authority by middle of this year. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for joining us. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidio on KTU Radio. The government, through the National Communications Authority, is in talks with the Gambia and Benin to roll out free roaming services for citizens of all the nations. Now, this will mean that Ghanaian businessmen, tourists, and traders traveling to these countries won't be required to pay additional services for data or any other mobile services. Speaking at a Platinum Night event to welcome telecommunication service provider Telecel onto the domestic market, Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia said this move will enhance businesses in these countries when it becomes successful.
Ghana has also signed an agreement with Togo to begin free roaming services between the two countries this year. The National Communications Authority is also engaging Benin and the Gambia to establish similar free roaming bilateral agreements. In the ever-evolving landscape of technology innovation being key to staying ahead, your customers require accessible, safe, affordable, and reliable network. Oh, I'm happy about Telecel's commitment to expanding their network and bringing more innovation into this space.
Chief Executive of Telecel Ghana, Patricia Obunai, told Joy Business the takeover of Vodafone has been strategic to ensure a competitive market for the Ghanaian consumer.
Well, Telecel has been very clear that they are here to drive disruption. So they're bringing a lot of innovative solutions. In the end, it's about the network and giving customers a great experience on the network. So they are committed to investing in that network. And I think the second thing is about how we deliver customer experience. It's one thing that everybody complains about. And they've been very clear on how they believe will make a difference in Ghana, especially to our fixed broadband customers. You know how it feels like. And I think the third is in financial inclusion, but doing it digitally.
Chief Executive of Telecel Ghana, Patricia Obunai there. Now, the Ghana Cedi regained some stability against the US dollar last week, preserving its year-to-date loss to about 6.35%, following the approval of the $300 million facility from the World Bank by Parliament last Friday. Market watchers and analysts are projecting stability for the local unit in the near term. Here's more in this report.
After a difficult period in the past 2 weeks, the Cedi regained its footing as it firmed against the major trading currencies. Although corporate demand exerted some pressure on the local currency, the Bank of Ghana's marginal $17 million market intervention helped hold the cedi steady. As a result, it advanced by 0.93% and 1.43% week on week versus the pound and the euro, but remained unchanged against the dollar at a mid rate of 13 cedis to $1 on the retail market. Looking ahead, analysts perceive some stability for the local unit in the short term. This is because of the $300 million World Bank facility, which is intended to facilitate the restoration of fiscal stability, promote financial sector stability, stimulate private sector development, among others. Its imminent disbursement is expected to improve liquidity and strengthen the intervention capacity of the central bank.
Quick currency market update. The dollar going for 13 cedis, 1 peso. That's on the retail market. The pound going for 16 cedis, 28 pesos. And the euro going for 14 cedis, 3 pesos. Now, the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Brian Ichampong, is appealing to all financial institutions to get on board the new credit system under the second phase of the Planting for Food and Jobs program. The new phase will provide some credit for farmers and input materials. As registration for the module begins today across the country, the Greek minister wants banks to join hands with the government in making this a success.
We are able to recover the inputs, and if the farmer has taken a loan, we are able to now pay the bank at source. It gives the farmer credibility. His Excellency the President met with all banks in this country at Kempinski about 3 months ago and encouraged them to lend to farmers. But if you listen to the farmers, they were not too sure about how to recover depositors' funds that they have unlended to farmers. Now, this closes the loop that farmers will now be able to access credit because they are part of a more credible, structured program. So all banks are invited now to support farmers because we have been able to close the loop of risk for them.
Minister of Food and Agriculture, Brian Ichampong. Now, equal salaries should be encouraged at the workplace to empower women across all fields. That's a call from Country Director of Enablers Ghana, Shika Akolache. As March is set aside to celebrate women, Akolache appealed to organizations to have fair remuneration structures. She spoke on the meeting, Canada-Ghana Chamber of Commerce Joy Business Dialogue themed Creating an Enabling Environment for Women in Organizations and Institutions to Inspire Growth.
Certain policies like equal pay for the same job for both men and women should be encouraged. There are quite a number of organizations that pay men more than women for the same job done. Right. I think it's about time we look at these policies and address these issues. And in doing policies that are intentionally designed to support women, I think the committee that would write these policies should include a woman or women.
Country Director of Enablers Ghana, Shika Akolache. Well, mentoring provides meaningful connections that impact the people involved and influence their lives at home, at work, and in their communities. According to Deputy Chief Executive of the National Petroleum Authority, Linda Asante, women should prioritize mentorship to accelerate their personal growth and development in their professions. She spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the Petrosol Women in Leadership Conference in Accra.
I'm only urging our ladies and the girls out there should reach out to people that they think have made it to the glass ceiling, people who have impacted their community and their workplace, who are leading. Reach out to them and find out how they made it. It's all about researching and knowing who to contact and what network you should join. I mean, there are a lot of peer reviews that you can join. So I just want to urge our young ladies upcoming and even the grown-ups who don't know how to network to start doing that, because it's very important. I'm here because of the network that I built when I was in the university.
Linda Santis, Deputy Chief Executive of the National Petroleum Authority. Next to a big story we are following for you, an international court hearing the almost $400 million tax charge against Tullow Oil by the Ghana Revenue Authority should give a ruling by the middle of this year. That's according to Tullow Oil, which took the case to court in London. Here's George Yaffe with details.
The court in London is looking at coming out of this judgment on this case after hearing all the parties involved. Tullow Oil took this action to the International Court after raising some concerns about the almost $400 million tax charge by the Ghana Revenue Authority. The authority claims it took this action after reviewing Tullow's operations since 2021 and realized that this amount of money is due to be paid to the state. The Ghana Revenue Authority insists it stands by this assessment and that Tullow Oil should be paying this amount of money to the government of Ghana in the form of taxes. But Tullow Oil, on the other hand, is contesting this assessment. It will be interesting how the outcome of this case could impact on the operations of Tullow Oil going forward. It has already posted a loss of more than $100 million in its operations for last year due to some accounting treatment of its dealings in the Chinebwa and Nyarantome 10 oil area here in Ghana, and how that affected its business for 2023. Tullow Oil is not the only company, as the Ghana Revenue Authority is going after other multinationals in the oil space here in Ghana for some taxes that they failed to pay to the state over the years covering their operations in the country.
You're listening to the Joy Business Report. The Dutch ambassador to Ghana, Sharon Verheul, has charged the government to put measures in place to help entrepreneurs transition their businesses into larger corporations. According to him, small businesses encounter many challenges in the quest to formalize their businesses due to the tedious processes they go through to register or acquire licenses. He spoke to Joy Business at an engagement to graduate entrepreneurs who have received some capacity building from the embassy.
Yeah, one of the most difficult things for companies is to move from the informal stage to the formal stage. And once you cross that line from informal to formal, it becomes quite difficult because you have to contact all the authorities, you have to get all your licenses, you have to get your board in order, you have to get your structure in order. So there are a lot of things that you need to do when you are a formal company. But you can only develop an economy when